There are always upsets at the World Cup, but few expected the big surprises we've seen this week in South Africa. Both the winner and the runner-up from previous World Cups failed to advance to the second round. France, the runner-up in 2006, was eliminated on Tuesday, and last night, defending champion Italy lost to Slovakia. The losses were deeply embarrassing to both Italy and France. Anita Elash reports from Paris.
The last chance for Italy to save themselves.
Yesterday's Italy-Slovakia match was one of the best in this World Cup so far, but it wasn't good enough for the Italians.
The whistle blows, and it's the end for Italy. The defending champions are out of the World Cup.
The match was covered on ESPN. The Italians lost 3-2 and finished last in their group.
They will go home to some horrendous headlines in Italy.
The coach, Marcello Lippi, apologized to fans.
Mi prendo tutte le responsabilità, tutte, nessuna esclusa.
I take all responsibility for what happened, because if a team shows up at such an important game like tonight's game, with terror in their head and heart and in their legs, and if the team is unable to express their abilities, it means the coach didn't train the team as he should have done psychologically, technically, or tactically.
The Italian team's exit was a lot more dignified than the French squad's farewell. They refused to practice after one of their teammates was sent home for yelling obscenities at the coach. Then they lost to South Africa, one of the lowest-ranking teams at the Cup. Les Bleus are now considered a national disgrace, and their loss has become an affair of state. France's sports minister, Roselyne Bachelot, condemned her country's team in the National Assembly.
Je ne peux que constater, comme vous, le désastre avec une équipe de France ou des caïds immatures.
I have no choice but to say it was a disaster. We have a team of immature, spoiled brats and a confused coach who has no authority. What I can't forgive is that they've shattered the dreams of millions of children.
Even French President Nicolas Sarkozy is involved. He canceled a meeting with NGOs preparing for the G20 summit yesterday to make way for a tête-à-tête with France striker Thierry Henry at the Élysée Palace. The French team snuck back into the country. They landed at a small airport outside Paris, all the better to shield themselves from journalists and the handful of supporters or possibly hecklers who came to catch a glimpse. Their former fans, like this high school student in central Paris, descended into a dark mood.
Parce que voilà, il y a eu des problèmes à cause de la crise.
We have all these problems with the economic crisis. We're buying less, we're going out less. Sports is supposed to cheer you up, and now we're not even in the second round. For most French people, this is unacceptable. Now I'm really depressed.
Sarkozy has promised that those responsible for the French team's loss will learn the lessons of this disaster. That's cold comfort for millions of disappointed and humiliated fans. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash. In Paris. ¶¶